as we just get on our way here. Joe, I thought we were going to have a little bit of longer wait. We're both trying to find the men's room, and there was one's men's room in the whole entire place, and we didn't make our way through it, I can tell you that.
All they got done there was they wiped the mats off and fired this thing right back up. Shadow Leshen, with 1 minute gone in his first period, championship match at 103, leads 2-0 over his opponent. Albia, second place here at the districts, narrowly trailing Perry.
And on the wrestle back over here, Milosevic will take on Moreno of Dallas Center Grimes. But Leshen out in front here, doing a good job. 2-0, 34 seconds to go here in the opening period. Leshen now trying to work that cradle, but stays on top.
We're bringing you live wrestling action from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. The district championships are being decided right now. 103 pounds, Shadow Leshen taking on his opponent.
Shadow out in front. 15 seconds to go here. Opening period out in front. 2-0. Shadow looking for the championship at 103.
Derek Miller from Winterset, a fine wrestler in his own right. The consolation match at 103. It's Colton Milosevic against Trevor Morano. That's Woodward Granger versus Dallas Center Grimes.
Near a reversal here by Miller with 4 seconds to go.
Lightning quick move there by Miller, and it's a 2-2 tie as we go to the second period. Shadow Leshen and Derek Miller.
Gave up the reversal right there with 5 seconds on the clock in that first period, and we're tied going into the second. Shadow Leshen trying to be the first wrestler to punch their ticket to the well.
Shadow
will cut him.
He'll trail 3-2 with the cut there. Miller took the down position. Shadow cuts him. Miller, an unorthodox style here. He's down on one knee. Very, very low. Not something that we've seen this year.
I think he really wants to take away the shots by Leshen. Shadow is so quick.
That's something that they coached Miller in this week. This is not the first time these wrestlers have met. A quick throw there by Miller, and they're off the matter. It would have been a takedown for Miller.
Boy, it just makes it so difficult for Shadow, who honestly is the shorter wrestler who has the leverage to get underneath. But Miller's trying to take that off by being down on one knee.
Shadow needs to just shove Miller around now. Miller literally down on all fours right now, folks. He's got his hands on the mat. He's got his knees on the mat. And he's trying to take away Shadow's quickness. Shadow has never seen anything quite like this, I'll guarantee you. That's a very unorthodox wrestling style. The Kelly trying to be hit by Miller, and he gets it. He gets it and puts Shadow Leshen on his back. Shadow Leshen taken down by the Kelly maneuver, and Miller from Winterset counting back points. Your score now after that four-point move is going to be 7-2. It's 7-2, Miller over Leshen. Very, very unusual turn of events here, Jason.
That's not something that I know that we have seen this year, nor Shadow.
And Shadow took the shot. Miller, on his knees, was able to hook Shadow's arm as he shot and just hit the Kelly. Shadow back to his feet now. Trails 7-2.
Now he's got the single leg in, and he'll get the reversal right here and the takedown.
That makes it 7-4. Shadow Leshen, I think, is going to have to turn Miller onto his back at some point in this match in order to get the win. I don't see him with this unorthodox style of Miller's. I don't see him having a successful chance of just cutting him and taking him down.
These two wrestlers saw each other last weekend, and that was how Shadow got the win, was by cutting Miller and getting the takedowns. And that
Shadow in total control of that match, but this match here, just a very unorthodox style. Miller coming out in the neutral position with his hands literally on the mat, his knees on the mat. Shadow working now, trying to get the tilt, but with 2 seconds to go, we're going to go to the third period. Shadow Leshen down 7-4. My, what excitement in the final of our 103-pound match.
Leshen trails by three here to start the second or start the third period. Both wrestlers on their feet.
Once again, Miller goes to a crawl position. He's literally crawling on the mat. Shadow in underneath now, tries to throw a whizzer counter by Miller. Shadow's back on the feet, though. I think Shadow's going to get the Leshen and narrow this deficit to 7-6.
Right,
they're near
the edge
of the mat. Edge of the mat, and they're off.
Good wrestling there by Miller to keep Shadow from getting that takedown.
A minute 44 left in this match. They'll come back to the center. Shadow Leshen on his feet. Miller on his feet, goes immediately to his knees. Just unbelievable, folks. Miller on his knees as soon as the whistle goes. Of course, you have to start on your feet. I think Shadow with a double leg here.
He shucked there. He tried to get the leg on that after that shuck, but fought off by Miller, who's already starts on the mat.
Miller's going to get called for stalling if he doesn't do something besides his crawl around there. That's not really wrestling.
1:23 to go here. The 103 championship. Shadow Leshen finds himself trailing 7-4 here.
I think Shadow probably going to need to move Miller. He's got him on his feet now. He's trying to move him. He does. He moves him. He gets a 1 point for a warning. It's a 1 point for Leshen. It's 7-5 now. Miller obviously wasn't going to be able to stall the whole entire match, but it was a very, very unorthodox job of stalling for quite some time. They reset after going out of bounds. Miller on his knees, Leshen on his feet.
Miller now trying to do the shotgun on Leshen. Shadow trailing by two.
55 seconds to go. There's plenty of time for Shadow Leshen to tie this match. He trails 7-5. It's a 103-pound championship from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. It's the district championship.
Shot by Miller. He's in deep on Leshen, and they're going to go towards the edge of the mat. But Shadow doing a good job of trying to fight it off. But he's running out of clock here. 37 seconds to go right on the edge of the mat. Shadow be good. And there's a takedown by Miller.
Miller with a quick double-leg takedown. He leads by four with 30 seconds to go. Leshen, a very quick wrestler. I think he's going to, after his Winterset opponent, goes to his knee. We'll reset this with Shadow down.
9-5, Leshen trailing here by four.
He needs a big move, Jason.
29 seconds to go. Right. Shadow goes face first to the mat as Miller tries to keep him on the mat and hold on here for a win at 103.
20 seconds to go. Miller on top, 9-5 here at 103 pounds. The top two advance to the district or to the state tournament next week on Wednesday.
10 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen trailing by four. We're under 8 seconds, and he's in a world of trouble here at 103, and the Winterset crowd is on their feet as Miller will get the win at 103 in a very unorthodox approach by Miller. That was something those coaching staff Winterset had strategized in this matchup at 103.
After last week's thrashing that Shadow Leshen put on Miller from Winterset, They went to the mat and to the practice room, and they said, if you're going to make it to state, you're going to have to beat Shadow Leshen, and this is how you're going to do it, in a very unorthodox style. In the neutral position, Miller from Winterset goes to all fours and, like a cat on the ground, keeps his head in front, facing Shadow, and with a big five-point move, a Kelly on a shot by Shadow Leshen, Miller was able to underhook and get the Kelly for a five-point move, and that was the difference in the match.
We've got a couple of matches here at 112. We're going to try to bring you the championship. It's Cowan versus Zinski. Tanner Pausch will be taking on Dylan Faulkner from Jefferson Scranton. We're going to bring you both those matches simultaneously. Cowan and Zinski will go at it. Pausch against Faulkner over here on the right side.
I'll watch Jimmy Zinski if you want to take care of Sheraton, Jason. It'll be Szczynski from Van Meter versus Faulkner from Jefferson Scranton. And Faulkner, with a quick spin move, takes down Jimmy Szczynski. 2-0 your score. 112-pound championship match. Szczynski, Van Meter, Faulkner, Jefferson Scranton.
It's Cowan of Centerville. That's all right.
Yeah, that's Tyler Cowan.
Yep. Faulkner taking on Pausch over here.
Yep.
And Pausch has got the takedown of Faulkner.
Tanner Cowan now leads 2-1. He cuts Jimmy Szczynski, so it's 2-1 your score. Centerville versus Van Meter. Appanoose County versus Dallas County. Szczynski trying to hit a power whizzer there. Good counter by Cowan. Gets his hips lowered. Takes it away. They're back to neutral near the edge of the mat. 2-1 your score at the 112-pound final. It's Tanner Cowan from Centerville versus Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter.
Tanner Pausch of Sheraton out in front over here on the other match at 112. Pausch hoping to get the wrestle back opportunity here if he can defeat Faulkner. Pausch from Sheraton. He's down front with 37 seconds to go, 2-0.
Pausch wants to win, and he needs for Jimmy Szczynski to win to get a chance to wrestle back against Tanner Cowan. Tanner Cowan and Jimmy Szczynski are tied up at the center of the mat. First period action, 55 seconds to go at 112 pounds. Championship bout at Winterset. District action. Top two advance to state next week.
Both these wrestlers wrestled at state last year, Cowan and of course, Szczynski. Szczynski had a great run along with Cowan. Cowan, one of those kids that just an excellent wrestler. And it was nice to see both Paul and Mark. I ran into Mark on my way up here, and It was great to see those guys. Great athletes for Albia. Paul Szczęsny and Mark Szczęsny, two outstanding guys as well as great athletes.
Back there in the 80s, a couple names that you heard called quite often.
Powell still out in front here, 2-0 as we move to the second period over at the Constellation 112.
Cowan in deep on a single leg, but a sprawl and a whizzer by Szczęsny takes it away with 9 seconds to go. They're back on their feet, center of the mat. 2-1, your score. Cowan leading over Jimmy Szczęsny of Van Meter. Tanner Cowan from Centerville will take that 2-1 lead into the second period at 112 pounds in the championship.
I did not get the results of the 103 matchup to know whether or not to Shadow have to wrestle back. Our friends from Centerville allowed us to sneak up their sheet. Pausch out in front, 2-0.
There will be a wrestle back for Shadow Lushing at 103.
Well, that'll bring some excitement to our broadcast. Shadow Lushing, who has been dominating, just met an unorthodox approach. Give the credit to the Winterset staff for finding a way to beat Lushing, because if they were on their feet, Shadow was the quicker and definitely the better takedown artist.
I can't wait to see that wrestle back, Jason. Yep. I think Shadow Lushing will come out like a house on fire and be your runner-up here, qualify for the state championships at the Well.
Tanner Pausch out in front, 4-0 here at 112 in the wrestle back, and getting some back points earned. He's going to stretch out that lead.
He'll take a 7-0 lead in here if he can't pin him, Jason. And near the edge of the mat, his opponent from Jefferson Scranton trying to bridge off the mat. Jimmy Szczęsny trying to get the reversal over here, counting down through 1 minute in his 112-pound championship match. He comes out the back door, scores the reversal, takes a 3-2 lead, trying to execute a tilt and achieve back points. He leads now 3-2 with the two-point reversal. They're going to call potentially dangerous and reset it.
On the other side of the mat, it's Tanner Pausch out in front comfortably, 7-0 here with 21 seconds to go, second period, and the consolation side of this 112 bracket. Again, Shadow Lushing was defeated, 9-5 decision. Miller will get the championship at 103, and Lushing will have to find his way to the state tournament through the wrestleback.
Well, we've got a couple other Albia wrestlers that are going to be hoping for that wrestleback action. Quick two-point reversal here, 35 seconds to go. Cowan back on top now in his 112-pound championship match against Szczęsny. He leads 4-3. 4-3. He's trying the guillotine. He's got the leg in. He's a little bit too high, folks. Cowan a little bit too high. He's going to try to figure four on the stomach instead of the leg in.
Tanner Pausch out in front, 7-0 over here, start of the third period. Jason Crosby just coming in. Will have a chance to wrestle back for Eddieville Blakesburg after a triple overtime loss. Boy, you know he's going to have some motivation.
Yes, that would be a great way to get into the state championships via the wrestle back. And, Crosby with the pin there in the consolation match.
Good work by Crosby. Him and Jake, two outstanding wrestlers, and his dad, who's on that coaching staff, does a great job. Just a solid family and a great program down there at Eddieville Blakesburg, and I can't wait to bring some of those contests up at the Well.
Going into the third period, your championship match at 112 pounds finds Tanner Cowan from Centerville leading Jimmy Szczęsny 4-3. They will start the third period in the Cowan takes down. Szczęsny on top. He covers. They wait for the official's whistle. Third period action, championship at 112 pounds, Szczęsny and Cowan.
Boy, what a contest this year at 112. Cowan, Szczęsny, two outstanding wrestlers. This is as exciting of a contest you're going to get.
Yeah, and over here on the consolation match, one-sided victory here for Tanner Pausch. So he's hoping for a Szczęsny win so he gets the chance to wrestle back against Cowan. Cowan in control right here now, though.
Szczęsny trying to hold him.
Szczęsny is the wrestler of record on top, but he cuts him. He trails 5-3. He's going to need a takedown to tie this up here with a minute and a half to go in the 112-pound championship match.
Boy, Szczęsny's really, something's not right.
He calls for a timeout for an injury here.
I'm not sure what happened.
Something on his leg there. It might have been a cramp. The coaches come over and the
Tanner Tanner Pausch over here out in front, 9-0, 19 seconds to go. He's got a comfortable lead here and will win in the consolation bracket. 9-0, Pausch out in front as they work on Szczynski over on the championship side of the 112 mats.
Well, that gives Szczynski a guaranteed trip to the well next week because he's already beat Tanner Pausch.
Tanner Pausch gets the win. Congratulations, Tanner Pausch of Sheraton. And now he has to wait and see if Szczynski can defeat Cowan if he wants to have a chance to go on.
Szczynski trails 5-3 here. There's a minute and 22 to go. Both wrestlers are in the neutral position. A couple of typical-looking 112-pounders. The lanky, sinewy, slender fellows that make up the lower weights. Always quick.
1 minute, 5 seconds to go here. 5-3. Cowan out in front trying to get the win for Centerville in the championship.
Little hand chuck in there. Duck under by Cowan. He's in on the single leg. Szczynski counters with the front headlock. Too little, too late.
Boy, it's still no takedown. And now
Szczynski's in on a double leg. 45 seconds to go near the edge of the mat. Cowan trying desperately to get out of bounds.
40 seconds on the clock. Szczynski in on it. Still has that leg in tight, but they're going to call a stalemate fought off by Cowan.
Pretty quick whistle there for a stalemate.
Yep.
I think the Van Meter folks would have preferred that action continued, but no complaints coming from the Centerville side. Both wrestlers looking a little bit fatigued here as we wind down into the last 30 seconds of your championship match. It's Cowan up 5-3. Centerville leads Van Meter. Cowan in quickly on double leg. A roll through by Szczynski takes it away. But with 17 seconds left, it looks like your champion at 112 pounds is going to be Tanner Cowan. He's in on that single leg here. Szczynski just trying everything he's got. He's going to try a throw. It's a desperation throw. Cowan drops his hips. He's in on the leg.
Boy.
And the match ends. Cowan, your champion. But both of these wrestlers advance to the state championship.
That matchup right there may be one of those matchups that we'll see again at the state tournament for one of those seedings. Those two are outstanding wrestlers at 112. Cowan gets the championship. Szczynski will get the runner-up. He defeated Pausch. Pausch will finish third at the 112. We'll move to 119. J.D. Anderson is going to be in the wrestleback, taking on Oviatt. Tyler Oviatt of Dallas Center Grime. Freed from Clark will take on Flack of Jefferson Scranton.
And congratulations to Mr. Cowan and the Centerville Big Reds. They've
absolutely
got the 112-pound champion with Tanner Cowan.
Getting some updates here from Knoxville. So far, Knoxville advanced 2 to the finals. Jay Fresh with the 2 pins and Tyler Chatterin with a tight match versus Senior Nail Wilson. 4-2 on that one. Fresh at 103 and Chatterin at 135. Lane Cowell at 140 will go to the consolation. G.J. Love at 112 will be in the consolation also. Keep us updated there. We appreciate the updates. Also, we'll be bringing those Knoxville matches when we get to the well as well.
Very good. We look forward to that next week. 30 seconds gone from your 119-pound consolation match. No score. J.D. Anderson, Tyler Oviatt. Albia versus Dallas Center Grimes. Live wrestling action from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. We're bringing you the districts. Top 2 spots from each weight on to state.
J.D. Anderson hoping to get the win here and rooting for Flack to get the win to have a chance for the wrestle back here at 119. No score. Just underway here in this first period. Anderson and Oviatt on their feet near the inner circle of the mat. Here's a shot by Anderson. He gets the double leg, but fought off by Oviatt.
Trailed his right arm just a fraction, and Oviatt was able to underhook it and take that shot away.
Oskaloosa advances one wrestler to the finals this afternoon. Williams, a wrestler that will advance. And if you have updates from around the area, give us a text, 641-799-1437. Or if you want to give a shout-out to one of your favorite wrestlers or one of your favorite teams, you can do so. Again, that's 641-799-1437. Here's a shot by Anderson. A quick single leg has it in. He'll bring Oviatt to the mat, but he still has not got that head out.
He's got his head to the outside on the single leg. He's going to try to switch to the double. They might call it potentially dangerous here.
Oviatt does a good job of grabbing the back leg of Anderson, and this may lead to a stalemate here. If
Anderson really in there deep, but Oviatt with a good job on the wizard, and there's going to be no score here in the first period. 0-0 tie going into the second. It's J.D. Anderson from Albia versus Tyler Oviatt from Dallas Center Grimes. They're going to try to get a chance to wrestle back.
Again, and send us an update if you're at a tournament someplace here in Center Iowa. Know of a wrestler's advancing on to the state tournament. Give us a text, 641-799-1437. We want to get those updates out to all of our listening audience. A great body of wrestling fans listening to this broadcast all over the world.
On the World Wide Web, KIICradio.com.
Maggie Judge and Kayla Szczynski cheering the Blue Demons on. Let's go, JD. Well, JD, no score here. Second period at 119.
Margaret and Kayla, thanks very much for listening.
Glad to have all of the fans back home listening to this broadcast.
Still no score here. Minute and 25 left in the second period. It's J.D. Anderson from Albia versus Tyler Oviatt from Dollar Center Grimes.
There's quick a single shot leg by Anderson.
He's going to try to dump it. It's a potentially dangerous. Anderson winds up strangely on that double leg. There was a flying cradle applied while Anderson had his opponent up in the air. And Anderson is on his back and pinned. Just a
Joe, that was a fluke of a situation you'll ever see. Oviatt, give the kid credit because he turned what was going to be a takedown by Anderson into a pin.
That's called a suicide cradle, Jason.
Yep.
And the suicide cradle, you see it every once in a while. JD in tight on the single leg, and before he could get his opponent to the mat, his opponent just gives up everything, goes for the cradle while he's in the air, flying suicide cradle, and it's effective. J.D. Anderson finishes his day, but great season for J.D. Anderson, the sophomore from Albia. Kudos to the Anderson family, and good job by J.D.
Where that kid has come from his freshman year to where he's at today, that's magical, the transition that's been made here. And JD will be back again next year to only get better. And he's one of those kids that will work hard. He'll be there in those summer's workouts. He'll do anything the coaches ask of him. And as good of a wrestler he's even a better teammate.
It's bright, bright, bright future for Albia Wrestling. Hey, we've got some bright sponsors, too. I want to thank Dr. Adler for sponsoring and First Iowa State Bank. There are some of the great businesses here that support our broadcast, Jim and Charlie's, Hy-Vee, Johnson Insurance, they're a great sponsor, Lathrop Construction, and McFurniture.
How about the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, People's State Bank, Quality Eggs?
Hey, Quality
Ag.
Yeah, you can go to Quality Ag and buy the dozen bags of dog food and get one free.
Pretty good deal. Yeah,
absolutely.
Szczynski Construction, Thomas Highway 5, Winfield Funeral Home. And we just want to thank all of these great sponsors who bring this broadcast and make this possible. And don't forget, you know what's coming up here real soon?
Besides the state wrestling championships?
The state wrestling tournament. Something that you better not forget, or I think you might be eating some of that dog food yourself.
Oh, that would be Valentine's Day.
That's right. Get over to Accent Floral. They'll take great care of you. Some great roses and candy. And get over there and see those guys.
I heard Joe broadcasting from there this morning, something called a multicolored rose. What was he calling that?
I think it was it a happy rose?
Happy rose.
Happy rose.
A happy rose. Oh.
Well, a rose will make them happy. And then you get the chocolate, and that'll keep them happy. Here's the text just coming in. Keep it up, Big Blue. Great job. Great season. Great job, Jason and Joe, keeping us informed back at home. Thanks for that nice text. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a text to 641-799-1437. Let us know who you're rooting for today and where you're listening from. And over on the other side, it will be, I believe it'll be Flack that gets the victory over Freed.
Yep, your 112-pound champion will come from Jefferson Scranton, Chase Flack.
Yep, and so that means that Freed will advance from Clark.
Yep.
Flack and Freed will advance from Clark, and J.D. Anderson will finish fourth at 119. A great tournament and great season for J.D. Anderson. And we're going to move to 125. Garrett Owens will go for the championship against Clint Flack of Jefferson Scranton. And on the consolation side, it will be Brammer of CDL taking on Jesse Anderson of Dallas Center Grimes.
Flack with a quick spin move takedown, kind of a tepid shot by Owens there, and he finds himself trailing here early first period action. It's 2-0. Flack from Jefferson Scranton. Garrett Owens, your Centerville Big Red wrestler.
Keep working hard, Big Blue. Go, JD, and that comes in.
want to thank Brian Krall and Gina Krall. They're listening in on their travels today.
Let us know if you're at a wrestling tournament somewhere, anywhere in this world, really.
Yeah.
Then www.kicradio.com. We'd like to know what if you have some updates from local wrestlers from Southern Iowa.
It is tournament time. Postseason tournament starts tonight for our Albia Lady D's. We want to make sure everybody knows about that contest going to be held at the Albia Fieldhouse.
I'll be in my Dewey Motor Company Buick Rendezvous heading back, or Buick Enclave heading back to Albia.
Are you going to broadcast that one tonight,
Jason?
I'll
be bringing that one live to you. We'll get the tip off at 7 o'clock pregame or sometime around 6:45.
I think I might try to be live at that one as well. It should be a great crowd for Albia versus Davis County tonight. Two good programs.
Absolutely. Owens and Flack going at it. Owens of Centerville finds himself trailing 2-0 to Flack.
Really nothing happened since that quick first period takedown. Flack trying to keep the legs in and arm across the throat.
Owens does a good job. He gets to his feet trying to get the escape, but Flack puts him back to the mat. Owens active here. He's trying to get out.
8 seconds left, first period action. It's Garrett Owens from Centerville trailing 2-0 over Clint Flack from Jefferson Scranton.
And that will conclude the first period. Owen finds himself trailing 2-0 going into the second period. Great job, wrestlers. And Jason Joe, keep up the hard work. Mike, Kerry, Garrett, and Cooper Gray, hello to the Gray family.
Hey, how's it going there, Grays? Glad to have you with us on KIIC 96.7.
What fun I had with Mike and all those guys and the Zizinski family over there at Albia Ford during that drive one back during football, during homecoming, and they raised all that money. That was a lot of fun. They put a lot of effort. Now, it just goes to the list of people who do great things for our community.
Absolutely. We're very, very, very fortunate to have such great community support for our high school athletics and the fine arts as well. All those plays that they put on, ton of fun if you get a chance to go to those.
That certainly makes me think about the Corpus family right now. And on our website, we have the ability for people to make a donation, Joe. All you have to do is go to the website and make a donation. You follow the link, and a $10 donation will go to the Corpus family for
Care for the little baby. Got an accidental burn there.
It's just absolutely horrible. But go to the website at www.kiicradio.com. We have produced a way for you to easily make a donation to the family, and we're certainly praying for her quick recovery.
Second period action here at 125 pounds. Escaped by Clint Flack over Garrett Owens now, 3-0. Flack with a quick stand up there and was able to get away. They'll reset it now at the center of the mat. They're going at it, sparring. It's a 3-0 lead. Garrett Owens trails now. He's going to try to control Flack's arms and try the takedown, but he gets tripped.
Oh, a great job by Owens getting away from that trip.
He was tripped and just scooted right out of there on his hands and knees, scooted to the edge of the mat. Flack, a very conditioned wrestler. They're tied up near the edge of the mat with 17 seconds to go in the championship match at 125. Garrett Owens trails 3-0. They're off the mat. They'll reset at the center. A neutral position. 11 seconds remain, second period.
How about this one, Joe? I just got a text in. Proud of our wrestlers, Wendell and Meredy Folkerts.
All right. Well, thanks
Meridell.
Very much, Wendell.
Meredy. I meant Meridell. I'm sorry, yep. Meridell.
The former Miss Peterson and her groom of about 40 years, I reckon.
You know,
maybe 45.
There's two people you can look to, and you want to have the right marriage. You want to know how to raise kids. There's two people right there that you can look to, and good, godly people that love not only their own kid, but they pour out their love to everybody in the community. They're
back in
people.
The 80s, wrestling in gymnasiums like this, Bill and and Judy Van Polen and the Folkertses were always there doing everything for the other kids that they would do for their own. Just great wrestling families.
It made a difference in a lot of people's lives. Right here as Owens trying to come back here against Flack.
Flack has got the leg in. Owens is trying to get to his base. Flack with leg in, broke down. Flack with a 3-0 lead. Owens from Centerville going to try to get his ticket punch to state. He's got a minute 21 to get the championship. He trails 3-0 with a minute 17 left. Flack still on the legs. Now, Owen to his base. The leg in. He needs to clear that leg. I like the stand-up. Very effective way to take away that leg, Jason. Flack still on the legs. He's hip to hip. He's got the arm barred behind the back. He's going to try the guillotine. With the leg in, I think he's a bit too high for that move,
I think
Jason.
He's a bit too high. I think Owens might be able to come out of this and get the reversal. But, Flack is so tough.
He's got that leg in, and he's just had enough of it in there to prevent Owens from getting out. The other thing that Owens had going against him there, Flack with both hands controlling that arm behind the back. With 32 seconds to go, Garrett Owens trails 3-0. He's going to need some type of a move here in the next 25 seconds to get out and get his championship.
Just getting escape, but Flack has been really tough riding here. He's got that chicken wing. He's trying to get it over, but Owens, an outstanding wrestler. He's trying to get the reversal here. He's nearly got
it. A quick sit out. It was at the edge of the mat. He would have been able.
Off the edge of the mat. Boy, he just nearly got that with 4 seconds to go.
He had to try to keep his body in, and if he would have been at the center of the mat, he would have been able to use his leverage and his momentum, but he had to stop halfway through the switch.
No quit, and he gets cut. So now it's a 3-1 a takedown here, and a shot, and Owens will fall to Flack in the back-to-back championships for the Flack brothers. Clint Flack gets the win at 125 for Jefferson Scranton. Chase got it at 119.
And Garrett Owens is likely going to have a wrestle back here. Taylor Brammer from Central Decatur leads his Dallas Center Grimes opponent 5-0. So
you're coming in. Good luck, wrestlers. All it takes is all you got. Get her done. On to state, Jim Angren and family. That's the guy that know what it would take to wrestle. He's been to the barn back in the day.
Back in the day, he was at the barn doing a great job, Jim Angren, with those younger wrestlers. The youth program in Albia is a strong part of Albia wrestling, and Jim Angren, big part of that.
We're on our way home from the fifth grade basketball, listening on Highway 63 to Blue Demon Wrestling. You make us proud, Big Blue. Thanks, Joe and Jason from Jill Crawl. Thanks, Jill, Kevin, Cassie, and Cade Crawl listening in, and glad to have them along. And Kevin, of course, the superintendent. I know he's got his chest stuck out just a little bit further here with all these great things that are going on with our school district. You know, you've got the athletics, which we get to broadcast, and it's obvious, but the new additions, the new school, the new wrestling room, all these things that have been taking place, the speech teams, it just goes on and on, and man, it makes you proud to be an Albion.
We move to the 130-pound matches and the consolation bout between Brett Leshen and Toby Raines. It's two blue folks, blue singlet for Perry,
and we're cheering on Jacob England of Winterset right now, because we need England to get the victory in order for Leshen to get the wrestle back. We need Silva to win.
We need Silva to win, and I think there's a very high probability of that happening. Silva coming in sporting a 30-1 record. Brett Leshen, I was talking to one of the folks from Perry down there, they said Brett Leshen wrestled Silva better than anybody has all year. Just a great job by Brett Leshen. Probably the one of the best matches that we've seen tonight.
Absolutely.
Today.
Leshen and Raines going at it from Perry. No score.
They spar near the center of the mat. Shot by Leshen there. Counter. Back to their feet.
Brett with cat-like feet. He's a long wrestler. Sometimes you lose some of that quickness, but here's a shot by Leshen, fought off by Raines. Raines trying to go around the backside, but Leshen, smart wrestler, counters
it. Raines with the underhook. Leshen controls the underhook arm with both hands.
Right,
I think he's
going
to try to get off the edge of the mat. And
that's what they'll do. They'll go back to the center of the mat and reset things here. 56 seconds to go in the opening period. We'll keep a close eye on the other mat. Of course, we're rooting for Silva.
We want Brett Leshen to get this win over here.
Absolutely.
His Perry opponent, a very experienced wrestler, Toby Raines, 35 wins on the season.
And a senior.
So, Albia's Brett Leshen, 0-0 tie. 39 seconds left, first period action from the Winterset High School. It's district championship action on the consolation match, Brett Leshen versus Toby Raines. It's Albia versus Perry, blue on blue.
No score, 26 seconds to go. Both wrestlers trying to find their way here, doing some arm wrestling and pummeling. My new word.
Headlock by Raines there, and alertly Leshen gets to his base. That could easily been 5 points. I tell you what, Raines hit that headlock, and Brett just couldn't quite get his hips and shoulders down quickly enough. Gives up the late takedown. Second period, it'll be 2-0. And Toby Raines from Perry leads Brett Leshen from Albia. Raines, they'll be neutral to start the second period.
Won the toss, and we'll start, as Joe said, in the neutral position. 2-0 Raines here over Brett Leshen, just underway in the second period at 1:30.
Don't know what kind of loss that Raines had against Jacob England from Winterset, but do know for a fact that a really hard-fought match by Brett Leshen. He might not have as much in his tank as he would like here in the second match. Takedown there by Raines. 4-0 your score. Brett Leshen trails 4-0. Potentially dangerous hold. They'll reset with a minute 33 seconds left in the second period. Brett Leshen trails 4-0. He's
Perry,
down.
Perry had the team points lead. Albia was in second place. 61 team points to 54 for Albia. And
really a great testament to Coach Wenger, yes. Coach Folkert, Coach Schofield, Coach Pickrell.
Leshen comes to his feet. Now he's going to try to break the hands. And then Raines goes right for the leg. And brings Leshen back to the mat. Brett still working his way up to his feet, and they'll go off the edge of the mat.
Leshen goes off the mat right next to the Albia bench, and Coach Wenger gives him the slap on the butt and the encouragement that goes with it.
Silbaugh trailing 3-0 over here on the other mat. We'll need Silbaugh to win and Leshen to come back here. Here's a Leshen on bottom with 109 to go, second period, trailing 4-0. Raines on top, and Leshen gets to his
cradle
feet
by
cradle
Raines. Cradle by Raines, and he's got it locked up tight. I don't think that's a cradle that you can pin him with, but he's definitely going to score back points.
He's got the three count already, and the 3 points are earned by Raines. He's out in front 7-0 here, 51 seconds to go in the second period.
Raines with the 7-0 lead. He's back on the ankle.
Stalemate going to be called here, and we'll go right back and set things up at the center of the mat.
Hourglass physique by Raines there. Yep. Much a contrast to the tall, slender Brett Leshen.
Raines a senior. And a outstanding senior season, 35-5. Brett Leshen, 41-9.
It's the 130-pound championship and consolation matches at the Winterset High School Gymnasium District Wrestling.
Silbaugh has come back here. He's trails or 3-2, but he'll go into that third and final period just down by one. We need Leshen to find a way to come back here as we close out the final 20 seconds of this second period. Leshen trailing 7-0.
It's 7-0 your score. 16 seconds counting down in the second period. Brett Leshen, a great first round effort against the 30-1 Brandon Silbaugh from Jefferson Scranton. Cradle by Raines with 2 seconds to go. No points will be scored.
We'll go to the third period. Leshen trailing by 7. And over on the other mat, Silva starts the third period down. In the down position, he trails by 1. And England's on top.
England, a real muscular wrestler from Winterset as well. On their feet now, a 7-0 tie. We start the third period with Brett Leshen trailing. Your 130-pound matches featured Albia versus Perry in the consolation, Winterset versus Jefferson Scranton in the championship.
We'll get you updated on the some of the results coming from Eddyville, Blakesburg, and from other sites. If you have some results you'd like to send our way, send it to 641. Send a text to 641-799-1437.
Brett Leshen, your Albia Blue Demon wrestler, 1 minute 20 seconds left in his consolation match, trailing 7-0 over Toby Raines of Perry. Raines, the hourglass muscular 130-pounder from Perry.
Not much action by Raines. Here's a shot by Leshen. Raines keeps stepping back. He's going to get the stall call, but
7-0 lead. You can stall quite a while.
That's 1 minute to go here.
Leshen with the throw by. He tries the throw by.
But Rain's really stout and a compact wrestler.
With 48 seconds to go in this match, Jason Brett's going to have to hit some type of a throw maneuver and put his parry opponent to his back.
Stalemate called. They'll go right back to the center of the mat. 41 seconds to go. Leshen trails by 7. He needs some kind of a pinning combination here.
A few words by the official there as he reset the wrestlers in the neutral position. I think he was going to admonish them for both making a little bit more happen. Need to have a little bit more
seconds.
Action.
Here's a text coming in from a family who knows a little bit of something about wrestling. Thanks for the great radio coverage. Go Big Blue. Go Blue Demon Wrestlers and all the area wrestlers from the Bricker family.
All right. Thanks very much. Brett Leshen with 8 seconds to go. Trails 7-0. He's trying to hit a fireman's carry.
Yep.
A little too late. Gives up the takedown. He will lose 9-0 in the consolation match.
And what a freshman year that young man had. And his best days of wrestling are still ahead of him. And just an outstanding wrestler and doing a great job. And
one
I
of
look
the
forward to
phenomenal freshmen for the Albia Blue Demons. The varsity football quarterback there, Brett Leshen. Great career here as a freshman.
Yep, just unbelievable. Now Silva has tied it up here in the championship at 130.
If the Winterset wrestler wins, there will be a wrestle back.
England comes in, got a single leg, fought off by Silva, and Silva does it reach around, grabs the back leg,
should be potentially dangerous here. They're out of bounds. 19 seconds to go. Your championship match at 130 pounds features Jacob England of Winterset and Brandon Silbaugh from Jefferson Scranton.
Awesome coverage. Thank you, Go Demons from the Pence family. Representing from A Avenue.
Wild shot by the Winterset wrestler there. But both of these wrestlers are going to advance to the state championship. Your number one and number two at 130 pounds is going to be Jacob England, runner-up, behind Brandon Silva of Jefferson Scranton.
Silva gets the championship at 130. England will be the runner-up. Those two will advance. And Leshen will finish fourth at 130. Van Zanny loses in the championship from Eddieville Blakesburg, but will advance to the state tournament. Nathan Van Zanny, who had a great run last year, and look for him to do the same thing when he gets back to the well. He'll qualify for Eddieville Blakesburg. We're moving right to 135, the championship.
Matt White, Albia. Keegan Mumma, Adel DeSoto Minburn on the championship bout.
Harbert's will be on the other match. Harbert's lost to Mumma in a heartbreaker.
Harbert's with an excellent job taking down his opponent quickly. On the championship bout, sparring Matt White, Albia. Keegan Mumma, Adel DeSoto Minburn. Looks like we're going to have a quick pin in the consolation match.
Yeah, Harbert's dominated
just
over there.
Goes over there and takes care of business. 22 seconds into his consolation match at 135. Dustin Harbert's, congratulations. Third place finish, no worse here at the Winterset High School Gymnasium District action.
Well, Matt White, Mumma going at it. Mumma from ADM. No score, 127 to go here in the opening period. Matt White got the pin in the first matchup.
Matt White from Albia will be going after it here, trying to extend his record to 48-1. He's in on a single leg, the trip, and the takedown. Quick switch re-switch. Excellent action here at 135 pounds, folks. These two wrestlers are quick, cat quick. Matt White in on the arms. He's covered. He enjoys a 2-0 lead after the single leg takedown with 50 seconds to go in the first period at 135 pounds. Your championship match features Matt White from Albia against Keegan Mumma from Adel DeSoto Minburn. They're out of bounds and will reset. Mumma in the down position, White covering with 44 seconds to go.
Both these wrestlers just one loss on the season, Joe. 46-1 is Matt White. Keegan Mumma 37-1. And Matt White's only loss coming Tuesday night to Miner from Creston. And Matt had beaten Miner, who was rated number two at the time earlier in the season.
Yeah, that would be Jake Marlin is who.
I said Miner. I meant Marlin.
Yeah, Jake Marlin has gone through 2 years of wrestling with one loss. Matt White, the only blemish on his otherwise perfect record. Matt White covering now, enjoying a 2-0 lead in the first period. 22 seconds remain. White with the deep waist in. He's got the left arm around the waist. He's going to give that up and try to bar the arm. He's going for the T-bar. Matt White in control. 10 seconds to go, first period action. 2-0 Matt White over Keegan Mumma from Adel DeSoto Minburn. We're going to go into the second period. That your score. 2-0 Matt White.
I got an update coming in from Knoxville, and I'll get these updates here for you just momentarily as I'm able to pull it in.
Congratulations to Dustin Harberts. He pinned his consolation opponent with a cradle in the first 22 seconds. Yeah, he had a heartbreak loss to Keegan Mumma over here from Adel DeSoto Minburn. You hate to see it when you get a stacked weight bracket like this one and the 130-pound one. You know, there's 17 ranked wrestlers here and 22 that have been ranked, so there's a lot of talent that's not going to go to the well coming out of this gymnasium.
Just getting a text in on a update from Knoxville, from Danny Johnson at the Knoxville match. So far, Knoxville advances two to the finals. Jay Fresh with two pins and Tyler Chattering with a tight match for senior Niall Wilson. Freshman 103, Fresh at 103, and Chattering at 135. Lane Call at 140 will go to the consolation. TJ Love at 112 will be in a consolation also. We'll keep you updated as well what's going on at Brooklyn with the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets.
Your second period action here at 135-pound championship. Matt White still out on top, 2-0. Minute 30 left. Matt White on top. Mumma with stand-up. White brings him down. He's got him broken down. White up on the arms. The deep waist is in. The left arm in there on the deep waist. He tries the butcher. Still has that deep waist. Effective way to take away the switch of Mumma. Mumma tries the switch again. White looks like he's going to try to lock up a cradle.
Yep.
Mumma's head very close to his knees. White looks like he's going to try to lock up the cradle. Mumma with the sit out, though. Sit out. 57 seconds left here. 2-0 your lead for Matt White. Going to call a stalemate or maybe blood. Yeah, we've got a bloody nose.
While they're working on them, let's get the update so far of what's going on. It was Derek Miller with the what I would call the upset over Shadow Leshen in the championship at 103. Miller gets the championship. Leshen will have to earn his spot in the wrestleback. Of course, I love the prospects of Shadow Leshen. He really faced an unorthodox approach by Miller. Well coached that time because Shadow had...
The Dallas Center Grimes 103-pounder Trevor Mirno, if he had anybody watching that, he's going to be back in the locker room practicing his cat crawl, because that was the way Miller beat Shadow Leshen. He literally, from the first whistle, got down on all fours and just faced Shadow Leshen like a cat and had one real nice five-point move, the Kelly. He hit it when Shadow took a shot over the top of his crouched position, hit that Kelly, and was able to get that five-point move, the difference in the match.
Cowan gets the championship at 112. We're right back here to action now at 135. Matt White out in front. 2-0.
Mumma's bloody nose has been stopped. White with the action. He's going to try to turn him over with chicken wing.
Boy, he's got it.
He's got the figure four on the head. He's counting back points. Matt White, 48-1. Keegan Mumma, 38-1. Two fantastic wrestlers going at it here. White's got Mumma on his back. He's in deep with the chicken wing.
He's got that in deep. If he can just keep the momentum. He's got plenty of time here. 23 seconds to go. He's trying to work that over into a pin.
He's still got the figure four on the head. I think if he take that figure four off and go to a reverse half from the double chicken wing, he'd be able to settle back and pin his opponent from ADM.
10 seconds to go here.
Probably the only time this kid's been on his back all year.
Mumma on his back. White out in front with back points with final 2 seconds. Can White get the pin here? And
no. Nope. It's a 5-0 lead for Matt White. From the top position, he turns his opponent, Keegan Mumma, from ADM over. White takes the bottom. Mumma will cover. You're listening to championship action at 135 pounds. Matt White versus Keegan Mumma. Third period action. Matt White leads 5-0. We're at the Winterset High School Gymnasium. finding out who's going to represent the Albia Blue Demons and other Southern Iowa schools at the state tournament in Des Moines next week, starting Wednesday.
White started in the down position, now has reversed around and has the reversal on Mama.
A stand-up switch, drop down to a double leg, gets the reversal, 7-0 your score now, Matt White in control.
Matt is really on fire here. This is a wrestler that has wrestled with only one loss on the season. 37-1 is Mama, and Matt White is taking it to him.
I think Matt White had a great week of practice this week. That uncharacteristic loss to the fantastic wrestler Jake Marlin of Creston probably got him motivated to make sure that he got on the top side of the bracket up in Des Moines starting Wednesday.
White will cover here. Final 1:23 to go. Sit out done by Mama.
Switch by Mama, taken away. He trailed the arm. White grabbed it. He's in control. Looks like White's going to try to turn him over with the chicken wing again. That chicken wing gave Matt White the 3-point near fall at the conclusion of the second period. 22 seconds left when he put that in the second period. Looked like he had enough time to get the pin, but Mama, the strong, muscular wrestler, bridged his way off of his back for 22 seconds and was able to avoid the pin. 7-0 your score. We're counting down through 50 seconds. Matt White going for the championship for the Albia Blue Demons at 135 pounds, district wrestling.
There's a stalemate call. We're going to have our blood.
More blood timeout. Yep. Keegan Mama from 8L DeSoto Minburn, bothered by the bloody nose. He goes over to the blood corner, and the blood time is counting. Matt White over with his coaches enjoys a cool drink of water.
And how about Dustin Harberts with the pin and the consolation bracket over Schuerman of Jefferson Scranton, and Harberts will get no worse than a third-place finish here.
Harberts is going to finish third. Matt White is in control. Keegan with a narrow escape of Harberts in that first match, and your heart just goes out to the crushed dream of Dustin Harberts, one of the best wrestlers in the gymnasium here. But, you know, there's in this championship match right here, there's only two losses between both wrestlers.
Yeah, that's
obviously there's going to be three at the end of this match, but great year for Dustin Harberts, a great career. The senior is obviously going to be remembered by the Sheraton Chargers as one of the finer wrestlers that ever graced their mat in Sheraton.
White out in front here, 7-0. He's on top and has a here's an arm bar, and he's going to try to work that over, and he's got it.
He's got the half Nelson in. Yep. He's counting back points. 30 seconds to go. This time, there's no figure four. He's chest to chest. He settles in. Mama on his back. Matt White in control. Your score will be 10-0 at minimum, but Matt White going for the pin. He wants to pin his way into the state tournament. He's got him turned over with that half Nelson.
He's really trying to torque that arm over. Now he gets him over.
12 seconds to go. I think you're going to see a pin here at 135
pounds. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Matt White really trying to put that pin on with 3 seconds left. Can he get the pin here? 2-1, and no.
That's just a great effort by Matt White. Congratulations to Matt White and the White family. Matt White will be the champion here at 135 pounds. We're bringing you district wrestling from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. It's Southern Iowa wrestling at its finest.
We're going to move to 140. Kyler Risher will take on, I believe it's Tyson Bowman, if I'm not mistaken. We'll find out when we come out here. We're so into that Risher matchup.
Yes, it will be Risher versus Perry. Will Stetzel from Perry.
Stetzel, that's it.
Stetzel with the 35-2 mark after his first round win. And Risher, 43-8. Excellent wrestling down here on mat number one. That's where we're having the championships. Two officials covering the championship bouts.
Risher ties up with Stetzel.
Very impressed with the Perry wrestlers. Look to be in excellent condition. Very muscular. 2-point takedown for Stetzel of Perry. Looks like Stetzel's going to cover, cut him. Nope, he covers. 1 minute, 34 seconds left. Kyler Risher in the first period trails 2-0. He tries the stand-up roll, covered nicely by Stetzel. Risher bars. Risher gets to his base. Stetzel out front. Stetzel trying off the mat. Looks like Stetzel just comfortable there on top as he was on his feet, Jason. Real strong, muscular guy. Keeps the pressure on. A real strong wrestler can do that. Keep the pressure on and use that pressure to his advantage. Try to break him down. Kyler Risha, a very strong wrestler himself.
Yep.
Stands up and off the mat.
Just coming in, Aaron Crossett. This is Knoxville wrestlers. Aaron Crossett for Knoxville loses in the semis, goes to the consolation. Colton Spohr loses in the semis, goes to the console. And Skylar Spohr advances to the finals for Knoxville. We'll keep you updated with that information, along with updates from Brooklyn as the Rockets try to advance wrestlers to the state tournament.
Beautiful day for wrestling, and thanks to everyone for listening live here from the Wintersend High School Gymnasium. It's Joe Sinclair joined by Jason Summers from the District Championships. Your championship at 140 pounds, first period action, 36 seconds to go. Kyler Risher trails 2-0 over his opponent, Will Stetzel for Perry. Risher to his base, near the edge of the mat with 27 seconds to go. He's going to try stand-up. Stetzel on the arms, applying the pressure.
Boy, Stetzel is just, he is put together.
He is a very physical wrestler.
And you know, we know how good Kyler Risher is. We've watched him all year long.
Probably the most muscular-toned 140-pounder we've seen all year here, Will Stetzel of Perry.
Risher job getting to his feet.
With 9 seconds to go, Risher to his feet with a stand-up. Stetzel brings him back to the mat, and 4 seconds to go. They work near the edge of the mat. Time expires. We'll go to the second period. Kyler Risher trailing 2-0. Risher of Centerville over Stetzel of Perry, your 140-pound championship combatants.
A packed house here in Winterset. Huskies playing host to this sectional. Dreams on the line right here.
Nobody going home here, Jason.
Nope.
Neutral position here as we start the second period. The muscular Stetzel, the quick Risher, Centerville versus Perry. At the center of the mat.
You can see that some of the wrestlers who do not want to give up that takedown really drop down to the mat. And
That's an effective counter for a good shooter.
Yes. It sure worked against Shadow Lesham.
Well, that was unorthodox, as you're going to see. I mean, that was just all the way down onto the mat. Just an unorthodox situation there. I can't wait till the next time somebody tries that on Shadow, because his uncles and coaches will have him trained for that.
Back to the center of the mat. 2-0. Stetzel out in front of Risher. 107 to go here. Here's a shot by Stetzel, fought up by Risher. Risher tries to do a shuck, and Stetzel comes in, and right at the edge of the mat, if Stetzel can get him back on the mat, might get the takedown here. They roll off the edge of the mat, and good job of rolling away there by Risher.
Risher just a little quicker there, but give the edge in this match to Stetzel with his strength and prowess. He just shucked Risher by, got the bear hug in on him, and if it weren't for the boundary of the mat, it would have been a 4-0 score. But we've got 46 seconds left here. Second period action. Kyler Risher trails 2-0 over Will Stetzel of Perry. You're listening to the 140-pound championship match here on KIIC and KIICradio.com.
Risher grabs an arm, pulls away. Stetzel steps back. They'll meet at the circle again. Risher and Stetzel. Only arm fighting here.
Little hand check in here.
Risher tries to grab that arm, pulling Stetzel to him.
The last shot Risher took was
a
great shot.
There's a shot by Risher, but again, fought off by Stetzel.
Risher is going to have to get this done in the third period because we're down to 8 seconds left. Second period action. It's 2-0. Risher trailing.
Great matchup here at 140. Kyler Risher, Centerville. McClatchy of ADM, Stetzel of Perry going at it. I'll have to watch over here on the other mat. This could determine whether or not there's a wrestle back. Right now, we'll start the third and final period. Risher on bottom, trailing 2-0. Stetzel on top. Risher trying to get out here, get the escape, and put himself in a position where he can get the win with the takedown. It's on his feet. Stetzel holding on tight. And they'll go off the edge of the mat.
Really effective stand-up there by Kyler Rischer, but just the brute strength, the bear hug of Stetzel from Perry, he's able to easily take him back to the mat. I would say if you put these two guys on the bench, Kyler Rischer, no slouch, probably be able to bench press 200 pounds. I wouldn't bet against his Perry opponent putting 300 up.
Yeah, this Stetzel is put together.
Stetzel gets a warning call, and that's a good thing
for
Kyler Rischer. He trails 2-0 with a minute and a half left in the third period. The official alertly calling stalling there.
Now Stetzel, Rischer trying to get to his feet and get and go off the edge of the mat.
The stand-up once again working for Rischer, but unable to achieve the escape.
I wonder if they're going to cut him here. And they are, and I'm surprised by this because Rischer's probably better on his feet right here. So 2-1, that is a strange call by Stetzel.
Well, I think Stetzel's coaches asked him to do that because they're afraid of a stalling call.
Right.
And I think they feel real confident that with his superior strength that Stetzel's going to be able to get the takedown here against Kyler Rischer.
Stetzel out in front, 2-1, Rischer.
Stetzel quickly in on
what
this
a quick move
double
by
leg.
Stetzel.
Achieves the takedown. Your score now is 4-1. 4-1. The coaches are telling Stetzel, he's really looking right at him, telling him just ride him out here. You got the three-point lead now.
Yep.
Stetzel's got the chicken wing in now. If he can bar the arm, he can probably get Rischer turned.
Rischer trailing 4-1 here. Kyler Rischer.
He's either going to have to turn him or he's going to get called for stalling because you can't hang on to that chicken wing without using it. So he lets it go, gets back on the hips, set out by Rischer. 29 seconds to go. Rischer from Centerville trails 4-1. Rischer with the sit out, stand up at the edge of the mat. No points. We'll reset it with 23 seconds to go. Kyler Rischer from Centerville trails 4-1 in your 140-pound championship match.
Got to get the escape and then come back with the takedown right away. He's capable of doing it. Kyler Rischer quick on his feet, gets up on his feet. But again, Stetzel right there to pick him up and put him back to the mat.
And he puts him on his back that time, but it's near the edge of the mat. And with 13 seconds to go, we'll reset it again. Kyler Rischer sprints to the center of the mat. He's not giving up here, Jason. He wants this district championship. They set it up. Rischer, quick stand up. He turns, he faces. Stetzel in on the leg. Rischer. 1 point for Rischer for stalling. It's 4-2 now. With 4 seconds to go, it's going to be too late. Rischer is going to lose.
Oh, right at the edge of the mat, and Rischer nearly got. That was real close as Stetzel was falling down to the mat. You thought maybe that he loses balance and Rischer might get the takedown with Stetzel so strong. A great win for Stetzel. But Kyler Rischer now has got to watch over here and see if Bowman was able to beat McClaney from ADM. We'd have a wrestleback.
Yeah, we are going to have a wrestleback at 140 pounds. Bowman in charge of his match with 8 seconds to go. He'll win his match 7-4. So Rischer against Bowman. It'll be Centerville versus Winterset in the wrestleback. Back at 140 pounds.
And Bowman will get the win. Now we're going to move to 145. Griffin Osing got the pin right out of the gate at 145, and he will take on the wrestler Gushkin from ADM.
Griffin Osing, Albie's 145-pound freshman, sporting a 36-10 record after his semifinal championship match.
Gushkin of ADM and Osing going for the championship 145.
Gushkin.
We're going to have several wrestlebacks here we're going to have to watch. Shadow Leshen will be in the wrestleback at 103. Rischer
at 140.
At 140.
We start the action here at 145. Osing content to spar with his opponent from ADM, Logan Gushkin.
The Gushkin, senior.
Short, stout fella. Kind of a theme that we've seen here in the championships. A stout fella against a slender fella.
Yep. Griff, lots of strength. One of those kids that spent a lot of time in the weight room. Strong, quick, just an all-around great athlete. Determined, hard-working kid. Here's a shot, and then...
I'll tell you what, Griff Nosing took a great shot. Just had his arms spread apart just a little bit too much. Gets caught in the double underhook and pins.
That may be that senior versus the freshman. A move like that, Osing going in, had a good shot, but that senior experience by Gushkin able to fight that off and counter it with a pin.
And at 145 pounds in the consolation, looks like Tucker Waugh is going to advance on an injury default if something doesn't happen here to his Dallas Center Grimes opponent. The Dallas Center Grimes wrestler is ahead 2-0, but he is favoring his ribs. It looks like he might have a rib injury, Jason.
Well, that would certainly be.
We hope he's not injured, and we hope that he can beat Tucker Waugh from Central Decatur so that Griffin Osing, as a freshman, will advance to the state tournament next week. Osing with the win over Caleb Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes.
This is an important match right here. We got to be rooting for Jordan, Dallas Center Grimes.
Whatever was ailing him, it did not prevent him from taking away the stand-up by Tucker Waugh from Central Decatur. Waugh with the escape now makes the score 2-1. It's Waugh from Central Decatur over Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes. If Jordan wins, Griffin Osing goes to state. If Waugh wins, Griffin Osing wrestles Waugh for the chance to go to state. At the edge of the mat, they're out of bounds. With a minute 4 left in the first period, Central Decatur's Waugh trails 2-1 as they reset at the center.
Well, you got to, when you have similar singlets on, you've really got to get it down.
Yep. As I mentioned, when Griffin Osing was wrestling Caleb Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes, an unusual 6-5 record for Jordan, and I suspected then that he probably missed a lot of matches because of an injury or an illness. And boy, I tell you what, Jordan in there quickly on the ankle pick. He's going to score the. No, he isn't going to score the takedown. He goes to a front headlock with 40 seconds to go. It's 2-1. Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes over Waugh from Central Decatur Leon.
We need a win here out of Jordan for Osing to get his ticket punched to Wells Fargo Arena.
Waugh in on the single leg. Gets the takedown. He'll gain the lead with that takedown. It's 3-2. Waugh of Central Decatur over Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes.
Jordan in the down position.
He's set. Waugh covers. And off the whistle, a sit out. Taken away. Granby roll. That's ineffective.
Trying to get
to the edge of the mat with 16 seconds to go. Looks like Waugh is going to be able to ride him out here. 10 seconds left, first period action. It's 3-2, Jordan trailing. Waugh of Central Decatur Leon is in the lead.
I'd like to have an update from Eddieville Blakesburg and get all those wrestlers updated. And Scott, if you have that, you can go ahead and send it to me by text and let me get that information. I know that all the updates are going on the website right as we speak, Joe. www.kicradio.com.
Great website there. When we're not bringing you live action, you can listen to the archives and find out what happened last week, last month.
Of course, we want to remind you to go to the website to make a donation for the Corpus family after their baby daughter was burnt. And
accidental burning there at the Corpus house.
Horrible thing the family have to go through. The son, I'm sorry.
Yep. 145-pound consolation action. 3-3 tie now with the escape by Caleb Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes. His opponent is Tucker Waugh of Central Decatur Leon. In the championship at 145, Griffin Osing got caught in a double underhook when he was shooting in for a double leg and pinned quickly in that first period.
He had such a nice nice shot, too. Just a great
move. Just had
move.
His arms a little bit too far apart. And Waugh with the two-point takedown takes the 5-3 lead here with a minute and 18 seconds left in the second period.
Tucker Waugh wants to wrestle back.
He
Osing's over there cheering
back
for Jordan.
I think Osing probably wants Waugh to win because I think he wants one more kid to wrestle today. He doesn't want to finish up his day getting pinned.
Waugh out in front, 5-3 here, second period, 59 seconds to go, 145 weight class. Gushkin of ADM gets the championship after the pinning Osing of Alvia.
Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes in the first period after his takedown had to have timeout from his match, and I thought the match was going to be terminated by injury default, and I wonder if that isn't bothering him right now as he gets turned over with the double chicken wing here. 34 seconds to go. If Waugh can settle his hips in, he will get the pin.
Gushkin able to roll out of it, but the back points are earned, and now it's 8-3 in favor of Waugh from CDL.
So Tucker Waugh in control with an 8-3 advantage, counting down 17 seconds left in the second period. Wouldn't be surprised to see Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes. As he's on his back again. Yep. Wah in control now. Looks like it's going to be 11-3 as we go to the third period. Caleb Jordan from Dallas Center Grimes in trouble in his consolation match.
They're going to go to the third period with Jordan trailing here. 11-3. Griffin Osing watching on.
I believe Griffin's going to get a wrestle back. We're going to have several of those today, folks.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have several of those today. Your 152-pounders coming up will feature at the championship match, Dakota Poe from Albia against Gabe Shamish from Perry.
Perry had the team lead after one. Here's a escape, I believe, given to...
Wah with the escape there. Yep. Makes your score 12-3. Looks like Jordan just going to try a throw here. Ineffective. Yep. Take down for Wah. That makes your score 14-3. And looks like a lot of this team has left Caleb Jordan of Dallas Center Grimes. He's prostrate on his stomach. Getting turned over by the half Nelson, just like they do it in...
he's got
at every level.
Back now, and now he's really working it in. He's got it tight, and he's going to get the pin.
Yeah, you just saw the steam go out of Caleb Jordan there.
Yep.
The match ends 40 seconds into the third period, and Tucker Waugh and Griffin Osing at 145 will decide who is the last one in from the winner set.
Well,
district.
And that was the finals last week over in Sheraton. So it will be a wrestle back at 145. Osing will have a chance to wrestle his way into the state tournament the way that you want it. But right here at 152, Dakota Poe looking for another championship right here for Albia.
The Sennett family, the great Dan Sennett, one of the legendary Albia wrestlers, and his brother Mike are listening in on KIIC 96.7, and they're rooting on the Albia Blue Demons. Thank you for the Sennetts.
There's a guy that knows a little bit about wrestling, Dan Sennett.
Dakota Poe starts it off here.
Well, he's in quick.
He's in quickly on a single leg. His opponent is actually not Gabe Shamish. It's Trenton Carson from Central Decatur Leon. So this is a rematch of the championship last week in Sheraton. It's Poe versus Carson from Central Decatur.
Poe had another run at it.
Poe had a takedown there, and Carson just ran away from him, literally. Poe in deep on the single leg this time. He's going to trip.
He'll pull him back to the... Oh, and he got away from him once again.
There's going to have to be a stall warning for fleeing the mat here if that happens again, Jason. Just... Poe in there quickly on single leg, and Carson hopping off the mat like a rabbit.
Van Zanny advances for Eddieville Blakesburg to the state tournament. Jason Crosby waiting for a wrestle back, and we are waiting for another update, but we'll keep you updated with what's going on with the Rockets as we proceed forward here at 152 here in Winterset.
I think Dakota Poe is losing his patience with Trenton Carson, folks. And if this doesn't end up with a pin, I will be a very surprised announcer. Dakota Poe in on the
double leg. Now he'll bring him to the edge of the mat, right on the edge.
He's got the takedown. He's got the takedown.
I'll bet Dakota cuts him right here.
59 seconds left here. First period action. Dakota Poe of Albia leading Trenton Carson from Center Decatur Leon. Carson down. Poe covers. Stand up by Carson. Poe brings him right to... his back. Switch. Taken away by Poe. Capturing the trailing arm.
Dakota's so strong. And he's not only quick, Joe, but he compiles that with strength. And he's just a...
Poe's got the arm barred. He's going to turn him over with the butcher.
Yep.
Here
it comes.
Circles clear to the top of the head. He's counting back points. And he's going to turn that butcher into a headlock and pin him here with 35 seconds left in the first period.
He is
Dakota Poe's in there tight.
Nostradamus with the pin. Poe.
Well, you just see that there was a large difference in the quality of wrestler there between Dakota Poe and his opponent, Carson, from Central Decatur Leon. And he'll be anxiously looking on to see if Gabe Shamish from Perry is able to beat his opponent, because he already beat Shamish, and I don't think he wants to wrestle again. Just a commanding performance by Dakota Poe. Your winner by pin in the first period at the 152-pound championship bout.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll catch our breath. Come right back here to Winterset as we continue on this full day of championship wrestling. You're listening to Blue Demon and Southern Iowa Wrestling on the exclusive and one and only sports leader in Iowa, Southern Iowa. You're listening to KISC. Matt White, Dakota Poe. Here's your golden ticket to the Well. They've punched their ticket, and they'll be headed to Wells Fargo Arena for the Blue Demons, both of them with championships. And we still got some great wrestling ahead of you here with some more wrestling coming from some of our outstanding Albion wrestlers.
Shadow Leshen and Griffin Osing in wrestlebacks to go to state. The winner of their wrestleback matches will be the runner-up here at Winter Set.
And we want to take a look at all the results here as we go through. Miller from Winterset got the championship at 103, and of course Leshen will be in the wrestle back trying to punch his ticket. It was Tanner Cowan, Centerville, getting the championship, so we got a Centerville wrestler moving on, along with Jimmy Szczynski of Van Meter gets the second place finish,
he advances.
He advances on, so those two will go, and we'll keep track of them as they head to the Well. It was Flack getting the victory at 119, Chase Flack. And Eric Freed from Clark will be moving on to the Well as well coming up. At 125, it was Clint Flack getting the victory. So back-to-back victory by brothers from Jefferson Scranton. And then Garrett Owens. Owens going to be in the wrestle back. So we'll have another wrestle back there at 125. Garrett Owens will be at the wrestle back to try to earn his way to the Well. It was Silbaugh getting the win. Silbaugh was the wrestler that Leshen gave a great run to. He only one loss on the season for Silbaugh, and Leshen nearly hung on to get the victory there.
Great season for Brett Leshen. Fantastic wrestler, freshman, bright future for that young man and the whole Albia varsity wrestling program.
At 135, Matt White came out, dominated, and gets the win over
Keegan Mumma from Adel DeSoto Minburn.
Harbert, so we'll finish in third place. He got a pin in the consolation. At 140, Stetzel will advance to the championship as a champion, and Kyler Risher will be in the wrestleback, if I'm not mistaken.
Will Stetzel, an impressive Perry wrestler, probably pound for pound the strongest wrestler we have seen this year, with the possible exception of Jake Marlin from Creston last week.
And at 145, Griffin Osing, who took a great shot, was in on a
looked like he was going to get in on double leg. He just had his arms a little bit too far apart, and a quick underhook. His savvy opponent, Logan Gishkin from ADM, was able to use all of Griffin's momentum, threw him to his back, and it was a fluke pin. Griffin Osing will be ready for his wrestle back. No
Gishkin,
question.
Gets the championship. Osing and Wah will go at it in the wrestle back. With the chance to go to the state tournament. Poe, Dakota Poe with a pin, and he was just flat-out dumb.
He was a way better wrestler than his opponent from Central Decatur, Leon. He ran from him for about 35, 40 seconds, but Poe was able to take him down, bring him back to the middle of the mat, and after the restart, pin him.
We're at 160 here, and we'll be setting up 171, where we'll have our matchup of Wilson Sinclair and Jacob Kaska from Sheraton. We'll go at it at 171, and both of those wanting to win so they can move into a possible wrestle back against either Anderson or Grove at the 171 championship. When we come back here, back to Winterset, you're listening to Wrestling right here on Thunder Country KIC. Welcome back here, everyone. Winner set and a pin. Joe, you were just going to call that one there, buddy.
Yeah, that winner set kid, quite a reversal of fortunes there. At the consolation match, your consolation winner is going to be, at 160 pounds, Matt Connor of Winner Set. He trailed by 7 points. Did just a wild throw, and it worked. It worked.
We're getting set up here for 171. Wilson Sinclair and Jacob Kaska are on deck. We're waiting for the finals here at 160, the championship match at 160. Got a couple of texts coming in. Shane Holmes, Jim Belzer are listening on their way home from work. And Angie Ford sends me a text. Great job, Dakota. Happy birthday. So it must be Dakota's birthday.
It is, hey. Dakota's birthday, so happy birthday.
That's
to
a great
Dakota.
Birthday present.
Heard from Connie Sennett. She's listening on KIIC 96.7.
Hello, Connie. Sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart. She had a bunch of great family in for the celebration of the life of her mother. Her mother, yep. The 94-year-old Elna Papich, just passed away. So condolences to the Sennett family. But what a great life and a great lady and a great legacy she left behind.
Want to give a reminder to everyone that we've opened up a spot on the website at www.kiicradio.com, a place where you can go to. It's easy to follow, folks, and go to make a donation. Earlier this week, of course, the accident with Felix Corpus, Rachel and Ed Corpus, who are outstanding community people. This is the grandson of Dan and Diana Walker, and you can go to our website and make a donation at www.kiicradio.com. And I know that as of yesterday, there was over $400 that had already been raised, and I know these the community steps up big time when one of its own is suffering.
A great thing about living in a rural community that we enjoy, great community. Also want to shout out to Coach Staten. Got some good news for Coach Staten. Mark Herbold and his son Colin are listening in on KIIC 96.7.
Hey,
Colin going to be a big potential lineman for the Blue Demon football team next
awesome.
Year.
Awesome. You know, that's great. We need every boy in the school needs to be out for football.
Everybody that has met Coach Staten knows that his job as head coach, he regards it most of all, turning these boys into men, and football is the vehicle that he uses to achieve that goal. And what a great thing he's done here for Albia High School football and the Albia High School boys in general.
Well, he understands that if you're going to be successful in anything you do in life, you better have the inside working right before you can ever get the outside working right. And that's, you know, that's what he's about. And he really is about building men, not just football players.
Yeah. We've had quite a little delay here at the 160 pound championship match. A lot of blood time from the Dallas Center Grimes competitor, Aaron McMurphy from Dallas Center Grimes. Quite a bloody nose. They worked on him for probably as long as they would allow him to, and he's got it pretty well taped up and masked up. But he finds himself trailing his Perry opponent here 6-3 with 44 seconds remaining in the match. So as we count down through the final seconds of the championship at 160, it's Keegan Davis of Perry over Aaron McMurphy of Dallas Center Grimes. We're going to get ready to set it up for you at 171 pounds. We're Sheraton's Jacob Kaska, a state qualifier last year. We'll go in the consolations against Wilson Sinclair from Albia, while Sam Anderson of Dallas Center Grimes and Jordan Grove from Adel DeSoto Minburn duke it out for the championship.
There's a shot and a single leg in there at 160 with the 13 seconds left.
The Winterset High School Gymnasium is our venue today for the district championships. There are 8 district championships being conducted all across the state right now. The top 2 place winners at each weight class will advance to the state tournament in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena, and that begins on Wednesday. So all these wrestlers here have qualified to compete at a sectional tournament. They got either first or second at their sectional. They come here to the districts, and we'll find out who gets to go to state by the top 2 competitors at each weight class.
Well, looks like Connor Davis is going to get a chance to, or Matt Connor is going to get a chance to wrestle back as Davis has defeated McMurphy.
So here we go at 171 pounds. It's Kaska from Sheraton, Sinclair from Albia, consolation match. We're bringing it to you live from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. Both of these wrestlers trying to win and get the chance to wrestle back, a true wrestle back here at district competition.
Sinclair and Kaska go at it. Both wrestlers right at the center of the mat, arm fighting, trying to find an angle. Here's a shot by Kaska in on the single leg.
Kaska quickly in on the single leg, takes down Sinclair. Sinclair broken down now, gets to his base. Kaska up on the arms, Sinclair on his base. Sinclair tries a side roll, not there. Kaska working up top. Got the chicken wing in. Taken away by Sinclair. Wipes it off. Sinclair gets to his base. Kaskin in control, 2-0. Your score, 1 minute 25 seconds in the first period. 171-pound consolation match, Wilson Sinclair Valbia versus Jacob Kaska, a 2010 qualifier at 171.
These two wrestlers have seen so much of each other, Joe. It's have seen a lot of each other.
They've seen a lot of each other. The matches seem to get tighter the deeper into the match that they go. I like Wilson's chances if he can keep it close here in the first period. They're out of bounds with 59 seconds to go. We'll reset it for you. Wilson Sinclair trails 2-0. Jacob Kaska, Sheraton on top. Sinclair gets set in the bottom position. Kaska covers. And off the whistle, Sinclair tries a roll. Trailed the left arm, and Kaska alertly hangs onto that. He's got locked up with a chicken wing now. He's going to try to bar the arm and walked ahead. With 48 seconds left, Sinclair posts his leg.
Nice job of posting there by Wilson to fight that off.
He posts his leg. The chicken wing's in there pretty tight. But with 40 seconds to go, Kaska walks the head. Sinclair gets to his base. Chicken wing still applied, and Kaska gets him turned over. Wilson Sinclair on his back here. It was too fast for points there, but with 27 seconds to go.
Good job, Wilson. Continue to fight that out, but they got the 2 points. Didn't turn that into anything more.
Yeah, 2 point near fall there for Kaska. Your score, 4-0. Wilson Sinclair trails Jacob Kaska of Sheraton.
14 seconds to go here, opening period.
171-pound consolation match from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. Both of these wrestlers, Kaska from Sheraton and Sinclair from Albia, trying to win so they can compete for the wrestle back.
Just a scene of blue across the way here, and really a great representation from all the Southern Iowa schools. Centerville and Sheraton, we're right amongst them up here. Yep. On the...
We'll start the second period. Wilson Sinclair in the down position. Kaska covers. Takes away Sinclair's first move, which is a stand-up. He goes to the switch. Sits out. Nothing doing there. The Kaska just really out there on top on the arms, Jason.
Yeah, Kaska's doing a good job of trying to control those arms. Now he's got the...
He's doing a real good job. He's got the chicken wing on one side, trying to get the half on the other. Sinclair with the stand-up. Taken down. Your score, 4-0. Jacob Kaska in control, on top, leading 4-0. Kaska, Sheraton, Sinclair, Valbia. Kaska with that chicken wing again. Minute 29 left here. Second period action, a 171-pound consolation match.
Wilson doing a good job of trying to fight that off. And he can reel him.
Kaska in deep there with that half Nelson right now, and it looks like he's going to get Sinclair turned over. Sinclair on his back, bridging hard. If he can get his arms through, I think he'll get out of this one. Kaska in control, 3-point near fall. He's got the half reversed. He's chest to chest. Minute left here, second period action, 171 pounds. Kaska with the 7-0 lead with that 3-point near fall. Sinclair
Wilson
trying to get his arms through.
All of his might.
He's fighting with all his might. Yep. He's got his bridge going, and
there
he gets off his back.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was just pure relentless determination.
Kaska's still in there with the chicken wing. He's going to try to walk the head here with 45 seconds left. He gets him turned over again. So Wilson really struggling there, and too much Kaska with the pin.
Wilson Sinclair, the senior, and what a run he's had as a senior. He came in as a freshman, just started wrestling as a freshman. This program was just starting to try to turn itself around, and he's been a big part of the turnaround of this program. And what a change in wrestling Wilson's experience from the time he walked onto the mat as a freshman to here as a senior.
Well, as long as you leave everything that you've got out there on the mat as a parent and a spectator, you got to be happy with the effort, and I'm sure that's what we saw out of Wilson Sinclair there. So condolences go out to Wilson. He's not going to make it to the well, but a great season nonetheless. We'll be watching intently for Jacob Kaska. He's rooting for Sam Anderson from Dallas Center Grimes to win his match, so he'll have a chance to wrestle back and earn his second trip to the state tournament.
We'll try to keep that right here as we're at 171.
Anderson right now trails 4-2, so if you're a Sheraton Charger fan, you're rooting for Sam Anderson to somehow overcome a deficit here of 4-2 with a minute left in the second period. Sam Anderson of Dallas Center Grimes trails Jordan Grove from Adel DeSoto Minburn. 3-point near fall for Grove makes the score 7-2. Grove of ADM trying to become your 171-pound champion. And my, what a fine set of physical specimens we've seen here at these upper weights.
Absolutely.
Jason.
They are put together.
From 130 pounds on up, it's just been very, very strong young men competing here for the championships and consolation matches from winter sets.
Just getting an update in here from Eddieville Blakesburg. Jason Crosby waiting for wrestle back. Let's see here if I can get this corrected here. Brett Roberts, district champ at 160 by technical fall. Jake Crosby, district champ by major decision. Both will advance. Jason Crosby still waiting for the wrestle back. Van Zanny, the second place, and will advance. And then Tyler Archer defeated, and he's out. Tyler Archer, another outstanding wrestler down there in Eddieville Blakesburg. But it looks like Roberts, Brett Roberts, Jake Crosby have already advanced, with Jason Crosby waiting in the wrestle back, and of course Van Zanny advancing to state as well. So three wrestlers from Eddieville Blakesburg already in to the state tournament, with Jason Crosby, the freshman, with the chance to wrestle back, and I really like his chances.
Well, congratulations to all the Rocket wrestlers in the rebuilding year that they've had. They've had some great teams there in the past, and a good wrestling tradition there at Eddieville Blakesburg.
Really like their coach down there and the coaching staff. They know what it takes to win.
Yes, they do. We're having blood time out here, folks, in the championship match featuring Sam Anderson of Dallas Center Grimes. He trails his opponent, Jordan Grove of Adel DeSoto Minburn. The score of that match is 7-2, and it looks like this blood time might continue for a little while. Nope, they're going to bring it right back. I was going to shoot it over the studio so we'd hear from our nice sponsors, but everybody in Sheraton is definitely interested in
this match.
They want to see Sam Anderson from Dallas Center have the come-from-behind win so Jacob Kaska gets the chance.
Anderson gets to his feet, trying to break the hands to get the escape here. He does. He's got the hands broke, and he get the separation. He's trying to face, and boy, an excellent job by the wrestler Grove from ADM.
Yeah, but one thing that Grove did get there was a caution for stalling.
Yep.
So early in the match, to be getting a stalling call. So we'll see what happens here. 7-2, your score. 24 seconds left. Second period action. Championship bout at 171 pounds. Two just men among men.
Yep.
Sam Anderson and Jordan Grove. These 171-pounders here are well put together. We saw a 140-pounder earlier from Perry that looked like he could bench press 300 pounds. So there's a lot of talent and a lot of strength in this gymnasium.
2 seconds
today.
To go. Boy, a near fall there by, and that will conclude the no points awarded. Boy, I thought he was going to game over and get some back points earned. Grove. As
Ed
Sam Anderson tried to roll
even
out.
Even faked out the scorekeeper there, Jason. He had the score changed already, but he'll get it back. The score will be 7-2.
More blood time. Boy, that's been a bloodbath over there.
Yep.
That mat has seen a lot of blood here this afternoon.
Well, it's the championship mat.
Yep.
It's the championship mat, and you know those guys are going out there leaving everything they have on that mat, and that's what you want to see here at the district championships. You want to see kids going after it. We saw Kyler Richard from Centerville in his championship match with 6 or 7 seconds left. Looked like he was out of the match, just really flew through a couple moves.
Yep.
Wasn't able to get the win, but didn't give up. Left everything on the mat, even to the last second.
Well, there's not a loser in this gymnasium here today. If you're here today, you have earned it. And there's winners everywhere throughout this gymnasium.
This is a qualifier. You had to qualify for this tournament. It's the district tournament. The top two from this go to state.
Anderson trying to get the get that leg sprawl out by Grove.
We start the third period here at the championship at 171 on their feet. Grove from ADM enjoying a 7-2 lead over Anderson of Dow Center Grimes. The Sheraton wrestler Jacob Kaska can achieve a chance to go to state with a wrestle back should Anderson be able to come from behind and win.
Here's a shot in there by Grove. He has Anderson down on the mat, and that'll be a takedown.
Grove is just a strong guy, kind of a wild shot there. He shot with his arms out. It looked like Anderson was going to be able to get the underhook and counter, but just too much momentum by Grove. Takes down Sam Anderson of Dow Center Grimes. In control is Jordan Grove of ADM. It looks like with 1:09 left and a 9-2 lead, he will coast to the 171-pound championship.
Let's reset things a little bit here. Chad Alessian lost in the championship. He's going to be in a wrestle back at 103. At 112, Cowan with the championship, and Szczynski from Van Meter will move on. Flack gets the championship. Freed and Flack will move on. J.D. Anderson finishes fourth at 119. It was Flack getting the win. Clint Flack of Jefferson Scranton getting the win at 125, and Garrett Owens, I believe, will be in the wrestle back.
Escaped by Anderson at 171 pounds, narrows the margin to 9-3. It's Anderson of Dial Center Grimes versus Grove of ADM. Should Anderson achieve the come-from-behind win, Jacob Casca will go against Jordan Grove of ADM for the final spot in the championship.
Silva will advance at 130, along with Jacob England of Winterset at 135. Matt White with the championship. And Keegan Mama of ADM will advance to the state tournament. It was Stetzel getting the win at 140. Stetzel from Perry defeating Kyler Risher. And I believe, will Risher be in the wrestle back?
I am not sure. I don't think so. I think there's no wrestle back at 140. We'll have that answer here in a little bit, though.
We'll keep you updated at 140. Gushkin defeated Osing by a pin. And it will be an Osing and Wah wrestle back at 145. Griffin Osing of Albion will wrestle back at 145. So Griffin Osing and Shadow Lush is still with a chance to wrestle back and get their ticket punched to the well.
And a dream crush for last year qualifier Jacob Casca from Sheraton. He will be eliminated, finished third place here at 171 for Sheraton, and a couple of heartbreak losses for the Sheraton seniors, Harberts and Casca.
That tells you how difficult it is to make this journey to the well. It is so difficult, and both those wrestlers, outstanding wrestlers, had outstanding seasons.
Yep. And there are no words that can describe that kind of heartbreak loss, but it'll make them better men in the future.
Dakota Poe gets the championship at 152, and that gets us through where we're at, moving on up here to 189. And let's take a quick timeout and come back here and set things up as we move ahead and finish up our broadcast here from Winterset. We'll be right back. You're listening to Southern Iowa Wrestling right here in the Thunder Country. Kate, I see.
Joe Millie.
Oh, he's just naughty. Terrible. We're moving right along here at 189, and Manning gets the championship, and that allows Richard England right here on the mat at 189 to get the chance for the wrestle back, as Manning is a man amongst boys.
Folks, we're bringing you live wrestling action from the district championships in the Winterset High School Gymnasium at 189 pounds. Richie England of Centerville, with a win, will have the chance to wrestle back against Corey Beadler of Perry. So Richie England going to try to win this one here against Dalton Gilbert. If he can get that done, he will have a chance to wrestle back and make it to the state tournament.
Beadler.
England ahead 2-0 with a takedown near the end of the first period. We're counting down to a minute and 15 seconds in the second period. It's England and Gilbert on their feet in the neutral position. A shuck by England.
The shot fought off by England as Gilbert took a shot there.
Gilbert with a wild shot. England with front headlock near the edge of the mat. He pulls him back, tries to get the underhook. Gilbert with both feet out of bounds.
Oh, there he nearly had a chance to turn him there, but was off the edge of the mat.
Richie England, the Centerville junior, 35-20 on the season. He's hoping to extend that to, I guess, to be 35-21 now. He's trying to get to 36-21 with this win.
Here's a shot into England. The counters a shot and nearly got the takedown right at the edge of the mat, but they'll go back to the center of the mat. England out in front, 2-0.
Quick duck under, and Richie England is by far the more active wrestler right now. Gilbert from Central Decatur, Leon, just moving slow, Jason.
Yep.
Boy, and unlike the championship match that we saw at 189 pounds, it was a first period pin for the champion here at 171. Is Jack Manning from WG?
We just had that. Scotty's going to have to help us out what WG stands for, because we're acronym deficient.
Well, we've had Winterset and It's Woodward Granger.
There we go.
Right. Well, Jack Manning from Woodward Granger, the senior with the now 33-1 record, probably showed us the most strength that we have seen in the gym tonight. Now, pound for pound, he may not be the most strong guy here, but he's got the most muscles that we've seen so far. Just an amazing human specimen, and he really looked like he was a man playing with boys.
Richard England's going to move into the third period with a 2-0 lead. He's got a chance here to get the wrestle back. And I really really like his chances here to advance if he can get to that wrestle back situation.
England, the more active wrestler here in the second period. As we go to the third period, England is on top. He covers.
Boy,
he's
there
got him on his back. A quick roll by Gilbert from 70 Cater. And he got caught trying to roll through by Richie England. And Richie England, with a minute 49 left in this period, is going to pin his opponent, Dalton Gilbert, from 70 Cater. He's got the reverse half pin. He's chest to chest. And
he
pin
gets the
comes.
Pin. Richard England, Centerville. Keeps his hopes alive, Joe.
He's going to wrestle back a 189 for a chance to go to the well.
What a job there as he tried to sit that out. England grabbed Gilbert back, put him on the mat, and gets the pin.
Really a silly move by his opponent there. Gilbert from Central Decatur, Leon, just too slow with that roll. And alertly and quickly, Richie England just right there on top of it. Turned that roll into a headlock. Got it tight. Reverse half. And with a minute 40 to go, you knew that the pin was going to be coming.
Well, let's get a quick update here. Danny Johnson from Danny Johnston up at Knoxville. Knoxville's Jay Fresh wins the final with a pin. TJ Love for Knoxville loses his consolation and finishes fourth at 112. So Jay Fresh will move on to the state tournament. Congratulations to him and the Knoxville wrestling team.
All right. Well, we got a little break in the action. We might send it back for a few commercial announcements from some of our great sponsors like People State Bank, Szynski Construction, Thomas Highway 5, Winfield Funeral Home,
Albia Motors, Barker Implement, Bennett Place Apartment C and C Cycle, Sheridan Valley Electric, Community First,
and live wrestling action will return from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. It's Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing it to you from the district tournament in Winterset.